I announced my candidacy for Attorney General, I told you that if you wanted to clean up the mess in Harrisburg and tell the good old boys from Harrisburg that enough was enough, you needed to send them a prosecutor and not a politician. The success of my race, I believe, is indicative of what the people of Pennsylvania wanted. They wanted to make sure that they elected someone who was going to fight on their behalf. I was honored to win the race, and I am honored to serve as Pennsylvania's Attorney General. I believe that we've had great successes. We have an innovative mobile street crimes unit that saturates the areas that are most needed in Pennsylvania to rid them of drug dealers and cartels and to stop the ensuing violence that occurs there. We tried to make people's lives better by doing that. We also recreated the child predator unit, and because of that, child predator arrests are up 800% in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. The Gun Violence Task Force has arrests up 335% in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We fought on behalf of seniors and of landowners whose land was being taken by gas companies. We fought on their behalf to make sure that those hardworking people got what they deserved and they were treated fairly. When we had the polar vortex last winter and heating prices skyrocketed, we held the electric generation companies responsible for the price hikes because people couldn't afford their heating bills. I believe that we've made great strides. We've made great strides in closing the Florida loophole so that people in Pennsylvania follow the Pennsylvania gun laws. And by the way, the Pennsylvania lottery is still in Pennsylvania. We've made great strides. And there's more work to be done in all those areas. Every single day, we fight child predators. Every single day, we find contact offenders. Those people who come to Pennsylvania to prey on our children. Every single day, we're fighting the drugs, and every single day, we're making sure that our seniors are not being cheated out of their life savings. Every single day, I strive to make sure that the Pennsylvanians are getting exactly who and what they elected and who and what they deserve. Every single day since I was elected, I have tried to make sure that we clean up this Commonwealth. We are the fifth largest Commonwealth, the fifth largest state in the entire nation. I've tried to make sure that we clean it and rid it of politicians, elected officials, judges, lawyers, prosecutors, whomever take advantage of our system of justice that's rooted in the Constitution. I fought tirelessly to make sure that that happens, and I will continue to fight tirelessly to make sure that that happens. Every single day I show up for work and make sure that we do something on behalf of the citizens of this Commonwealth. I told you I would fight corruption, and I'm fighting corruption, regardless of the personal cost to me. I told you that I would protect our children, and we are protecting our children, and I told you I would fight these drug wars. And we are fighting these drug wars. With that said, we have 13 million people in Pennsylvania, and I have two very important people at home. I have two sons, Christopher and Zach, and when I first started running for Attorney General, they were 8 and 9 years old. They are now almost 14 and 15 years old. We went from little boys to young men. Christopher is a freshman in high school. He has 3 years left before he goes to college, hopefully. And Zach is in seventh grade. And as you all know, being a single mother, God gave me two arms, and God gave us all 24 hours in a day. That in itself is a full-time job. What I'm doing is a full-time job. I promised you that I would not run for any other office until this job, the job that you elected me to do, was done. It's not about me. When I first started running, I said that over and over. This is not about me. It is about the people of Pennsylvania. And you deserve a full-time attorney general. And I believe that that is what I have given you, and that is what I will continue to give you. But like I said, when you're in positions such as I am, and any elected official, quite honestly, you make determinations as to, number one, do you feel that you're running because you can offer something to the people? You can give them something. You can do some good for them. And number two, do you think you can win? Do you have a plan to win? Do you think you can win? And number three, and it's not in that order, you have to think about your family. You just have to. I always said I had to make sure my house wasn't imploding when I was out on the road traveling across this great big commonwealth. And it didn't, thankfully. I will tell you that I love being the Attorney General. I love serving the people of Pennsylvania. I hope that they know that, and I hope that they feel that. And while this was not an easy decision for me, while I love Pennsylvania, I love my sons first. I am a mother first and foremost, because at the end of my life, I hope that history judges me well. But that's for time to tell. I hope more that God and my sons judge me well. They will be the ones with me towards the end. So this was not an easy decision. But the decision today I am comfortable with, I will sleep well with, and I am announcing that I am not seeking the Democratic nomination for Attorney General. And like I said, it was not an easy decision. I am ahead of the Democratic candidates by double digits in the polls. I have fought and won against the Senate removal. And I believe that a core group of Democrats and Republicans understand the battles that I'm fighting and that they are fighting with me to continue to tear down this network of corruption that we've seen in Pennsylvania, a network that is tearing apart our judicial system. Today, I continue that I will do just that. For the next 10 or 11 months, whatever there is, I will work tirelessly to continue that. You know, in my office, I have a picture of Bobby Kennedy, and he's standing on the roof of a car, and he's got a bullhorn, and he is screaming out about racial injustice. We have to start speaking up in Pennsylvania. We have to start speaking out against injustice, whether it's racial, whether it's gender, whether it's because somebody chooses to love the person or how they choose to love them. It's wrong when we don't. It's wrong when elected officials don't stand up for the people that they serve, and it's wrong when candidates who are seeking office don't stand up and don't speak out about this injustice. It's just wrong. And when it occurs in the highest court in our land, we have to say something. It's even more offensive, I believe, when elected officials and those seeking office say nothing and allow it to continue. They're asking for your vote, and they need to tell you where they stand. We cannot subject the people that we work for towards this type of bigotry and prejudice. I know that speaking up comes at a great personal cost. I know that. I get it. But when we serve the people of Pennsylvania, that is our duty. Together, when the people and the government and the elected officials stand with me to fight these battles and tearing down this old boy network, we will hand back to the citizens of this commonwealth the system of justice that they deserve and not the ones that they have. When we accomplish all of that, I will rest peacefully and easily, knowing that we marched into hell for an unheavenly foe, and we won. I appreciate the job that I've been given. I'm honored to have it. I will continue to do it each and every day. I wish the other candidates good luck, health, and safety on the campaign trail. And I wish for all of our government officials the courage to do what needs to be done in a just and fair manner. Thank you very much. Have a good day.